Do we not have any alternates?
Well, there's Len.
Well, yeah. I got on
now. He's the only one, right? I was still waiting for them.
Okay. So, I've been trying to base agenda.
Oh, it's right there.
Agenda. Oh, yeah. Okay. All righty. Sorry about that. Okay, call for the meeting. Call to order. So today we have Nancy. Nancy?
No. No, he said only if she could get everybody quieted and down for a nap.
Yeah. I guess kids are not napping. So, but she sent us some information. So, yeah. Okay. Public participation. Do you ladies have any statement you'd like to make?
No.
No? No? Okay. You have 5 minutes.
So if you think of something in the next 4 minutes.
You're already way to the minute.
Okay, let's review and approve approval of the minutes. From the last meeting.
Good to me.
Good.
Yeah, that's good to me.
I always miss things.
Would I have a motion to approve minutes?
So moved. So moved. Seconded.
All in favor?
Approved.
Okay. All right. The announcement. Do you have any announcement? Do you have any announcement?
No,
I have a couple.
Okay.
Oh, this is not very good news, but I sent you an email. Maureen formally resigned from the member.
Yes,
2 weeks ago. So
she what? Resigned.
Resigned. Yeah, she resigned, and it was kind of conflicting because I had to help her write the letter.
Oh.
To the, you know, I said, oh, Maureen, I don't want you to do it. But anyway, and other thing is Lenny resigned.
Oh.
Lenny Dunstan.
Dunstan.
He said that he felt like he was not contributing. And I said, well, you just being there is important, you know, we need some people. But I met with him and talked with him. We had a coffee and had a nice chat. And he promised that I think he can help us a lot in terms of being a resource person, because he's been in business in this town for a long time. He knows lots of people. And he said he'll be happy to help if we come to. So he promised that he will be a resource person for us.
Oh, can I ask what he thought he wasn't contributing or what?
He, I think he was doing things with the Rotary Club, lots of, you know, he was in a leadership position there and he was running the program and doing lots of things.
Oh, he didn't have something.
Yeah,
he
didn't have something to do.
Yeah, okay. And so.
Well, we could have been secretary.
Pull him back.
Yeah, so he promised that, you know, he'll be anything we need to connect with the Rotary Club or people in town. He'll be happy to help. And so it, you know, I was afraid that he was really not liking us and this and that. He really said, I have no personal, you know, issue as far as he's concerned. But he said he's getting busy for one thing, and he has to find the time So like today, I asked him to come for last time. And he said that he was busy today, so he couldn't. So yeah, but he promised he will do that. So so that's the problem with that.
Now we don't have member. We have at all.
Lenny was the alternate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Maureen was regular member. So who is alternate now?
That's we don't have enough people.
You can be a regular member now.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I am as a regular member.
Yes.
Okay. First selectman's office.
That Mary is going to join us.
Did you get a notification of that?
No, no, she's going to be appointed today on at the board of selectmen meeting formally. But I ran into her downstairs. And I said, well, would you like to join us? He said, I did already. So that's, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're an alternate then?
No.
There's two alternates that are, this is my understanding, there's two vacancies that are alternate positions.
But yes, you're going to be a real person.
That's what they said.
Yes, because we have a vacancy on the real
okay.
person.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah, and then still vacancies.
We still have two alternate positions.
We'll, we'll have three.
We can have three.
You have three alternate?
If Len resigned, there's three. Oh. Yeah.
There's a three alternate position?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So ladies, it's open. Anyway, okay.
What's Mary's last name?
Crotty. C-R-O-T-T-Y.
Thank you.
Okay, so I like to go into all business. Continued discussion of budget. We probably need to send the recommendation for any budget items we would like to have for the senior program to the Board of Selectmen, you know, next month maybe.
So we don't send them to the senior, we send to the Board of Selectmen.
We sent it to the senior services.
Well,
and they
any recommendation commission make goes to the Board of Selectmen. I did spoke with Tuno. So we will be, I told her that's what we are going to do. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, before I send it, you know, I said, I want to sit down and talk with you. So we are on this.
Are we talking about that right now then?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the Kara talked about the increasing the budget for the senior program. She's been doing lots of new things.
Yeah.
And yeah. So that kind of costs money, you know. So I told her if she could come up with the item, you know, what she needs the money for, itemized need, and then the rationale for why we need the money.
Or could we even just make it a generic, you know, more hours for the senior center coordinator?
Well, that's something she can do.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so it might not be specific to a
broker. Can we do it? Can we do it too?
Yes.
For more hours.
For how recommend more hours.
Yeah.
We like to anytime when you ask for money, you have to tell them why we need the money. So more we have in terms of rationale, better for you. We can just, you know, I can talk to Carol and find out what hours she works and how many hours she needs.
How much? Wouldn't that be coordinated with how many more, how her reaction is, how many people she's getting to join these things? And, you know, I know we're going to need extra tables at the senior luncheon because there's more people coming.
Okay.
But, I mean, I've gotten a lot of stuff from her as a senior. But I'm just curious to see how many people are signing up and if we'll get to that. you know, in order to get more money, don't you have to have more participation?
Yeah. Well, that's
on the report, sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on the report. I'm, you know, see that everything is in here, so I'll see. But I think, you know, I don't know, Board of Selectmen, they might be a little more lenient, but I'm so used to asking for money to pay.
Yeah.
And they really don't want to release any money unless they have a good reason.
Yeah.
So I thought that would be good if we come up with very specific how many hours she works, how many hours she requires to do the program, and then why we need more hours. And then in that way, we have a better, okay, at least we feel better.
Well, you know, the other thing that I think really sticks out is the dial ride. I mean, people always want more dial ride than there is,
yeah,
no matter what. So, and with, you know, gas costing more and everything like that, I mean, I would think we could make a really good case for that.
Yeah.
How many people can't get on?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's 301 people, so that's a lot of, that's like the most of anything here, so.
That's more rides.
That number of rides, so.
All right, yeah.
Okay.
20. Well, yeah.
Oh, 20 people, okay.
They're always asking more hours, you know, so we, that's something we need to think about. Other things, how many people talk to other towns? Have you had a chance to talk with other towns?
I talked to Avon, you did the next day, and that was very interesting.
Yeah.
They don't seem to have any problem, you know, getting more people. And there's a lot more people at lunch there. There seem to be anyway. Yeah. They're on lunch day.
Yeah. And so I'll ask you about the other town.
Okay.
In the next one, okay. Next item. But I've been, you talked with a couple others in town. And the emergency equipment. You know, we don't, every program seem to have automatic defibrillator, AED.
Yeah.
And also they train people with a CPR.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something we should talk. I talked with Tonora. She said the defibrillator is on the outside of library. And hallway. But if someone needs it in the senior center, we'll have to run over there and get it.
So, and no one's who's trained to use that?
We need to have it trained.
Okay. So if somebody has a heart attack and needs the defibrillator, we still have to call 911 to get
it. Well, we call 911 anyway, but we can use that right there. Farmington Valley visiting nurse, they train CPR and use of those machines free. Mm-hmm. So we all may, you know, get trained. But that's something, you know, I thought, well, maybe we should have one in the senior center.
Are any of you, excuse me, Rebecca, are any of you trained in that?
I happen to be first aid and yes.
Great.
Good.
Look at Rebecca.
And she's young enough to run and get the defibrillator.
Otherwise, you need a defibrillator yourself by the time you get there.
It should be more in the middle.
Yeah.
Instead of at one end.
Yeah.
Well, I think they made it accessible to the library because that's the.
I wonder how many times it's been used. I mean, that's how many times.
Yeah, let's hope zero.
Is it checked often and made sure the batteries are okay and all that?
Yeah. But anyway, that's something we just found out. So if you think of any way, you know, you mentioned the increasing hours and everything, anything, just send it to me. I can put them together, talk with Tuno and staff, and we'll try to come up with a good rationale. And I think, you know, if you don't ask, we don't get.
Sure.
So, right?
Straight.
Okay.
And you're asking that to come on.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so new business. Kano said that she gave all staff report in here. If you could glance it and see anything.
Do you guys have that?
I would like to make a comment about the presentation by the White House butler. I was so disappointed there were not more people here. He was extremely interesting, very funny. It was a great presentation. I was embarrassed that there were only, it said 10, but there were really only 8 people here.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, that's
but,
too bad.
Yeah, but he was great. He was great. So, and it was well advertised.
Mm-hmm.
It was well advertised. So, I don't know why people don't come.
Maybe the survey, do you think the survey might help?
I think the survey may help because we're sending it broadly to the public. It's not just going to just seniors. So we'll get some more feedback from, varying age groups about what their perspective is, what their knowledge is about the center, how they're getting their information. Are they getting through the brochure that Park and Rec sends? Are they getting it from our email blasts? Are they getting it from our Facebook page?
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's just an ongoing, consistent, tweaking of communication. We're trying to build attendance in a lot of different places, and we're leaning on seniors now, the ones that seem like they're really interested to please recruit some friends. They don't have to be friends. Yeah, they don't have to be from Avon.
Mm-hmm.
Call your friends in Farmington, call your friends in Granby, the ones that like to get out and do things, try to bring in people from, other towns. It's okay to share our resources.
It seems to be like common problem.
I think it's just a thing that, people generally don't necessarily get up and do something new very often. So
it's a small town in comparison to some other towns. And we had heard really good things about this presentation, and that they had filled seats in other towns like Newington, which has 4 times the population.
Yeah, 40.
So it makes sense that they would fill a room.
With
a bigger population of people. So it's, some of it's just a numbers game.
Yeah.
You're a small population, you have a small turnout.
How do you communicate about new events? If I can take part of the 4 minutes that we have, to people that don't have computers?
Flyers. We have flyers to the senior center, and the Park and Rec sends out a brochure every season with all of our planned activities.
Do you put them in like the post office or ShopRite or where people go and just would maybe see it?
We do in the library. Yep, we very frequently have our flyers up on the library's table.
But not the post office.
Not the post office. And not at ShopRite. ShopRite really has to go up on the bulletin board.
Everybody goes to the post office.
Yeah.
I thought they were distributed if they used to be. The scribe used to go to the post office. Wasn't somebody delivering it?
I delivered it to my hair.
Yeah.
Jess would give me a batch.
We'd be happy to have stacks if anybody from the developments wants to bring them back to your clubhouse meeting rooms to, put on display. I'm happy to make copies of anything you guys want to, inform your neighbors of.
And the ShopRite bulletin board is a great place. Although I did stuff once where I put stuff on that bulletin board and they change it out. And that's so like you put it up there the next day.
And you can't leave a stack. Leave a stack of flyers there. They will allow you to put one, but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. U.S. Postal Service. Next time I'll ask.
Yeah.
If we can do that. Okay. Also, you can call the office. They'll always tell you what's going on. And also Park and Rec publication, they go to the house, right?
Yep.
You should get it in the US mail. So it's what they're doing in Park and Park and Recreation. And then in there, we have senior program section. So you don't get those?
How often is that put out?
Quarterly?
Yeah. Yep. So every quarter goes out. The August for the fall and early winter, I think it's just being finished now. It should be in the mail on the day. They'll know it's coming up for October, November, December, maybe a little bit of January.
And every month, we have a calendar of events, and which is downstairs, and you can pick it up. So you don't have to come every week. Just pick it up in the beginning of the month.
There's a ton of flyers down there.
Yeah.
Paris flyers. Yeah.
So anyway. Okay, so let's talk about the progress report with interview.
You want me to go?
Yeah, well, Heather did that in following week and sent me stuff.
So. Okay, so let's see here. So I'll start with, I did New Hartford and Winston, yeah. So New Hartford, I'll just sort of talk about the things that really stood out. They are part of Parks and Rec. And I know we've had discussions about that. They have not had a problem with it. A lot of people, and it's only recent, so people are nervous about it, but it seems to be working. So that's a good thing. And that gives them access to more staff when they need it, and it just gives them more resources. They also have their lake and beach and everything. So that's all part of the whole thing. So that makes their program look a lot bigger than it would otherwise. Otherwise, I think our programs are probably more robust than theirs are. They have lunches. They have people bring things in. So it's not like somebody's sitting there making lunches. But they mostly do it as events. So they don't have like a regular thing. So like, you know, there'll be a thing where they bring in wraps. So there'll be a thing where they have a hot dog stand, whatever it might be.
I thought there was some kind of regulation about that you couldn't just bring it in.
It's from like known entities. So it's not like somebody makes it at home. It's like from restaurants, places like that. For emergency preparedness, they're in the town hall. The police are there. They know how to use it, so they've got that. And at the beach, their lifeguards are certified, so they do that. And they're working on getting a summer nurse. So there's that. Their biggest challenges are outreach and telling people that it's safe to come back. Because she said, you know, everybody kind of stopped coming with COVID, and it just hasn't rebuilt really much yet. But they're trying to build a sense of community, and they just haven't kind of gotten there yet. One thing they had, which they said we might want to look into, is they use a software program that came from Parks and Rec called Rec Desk. But not only does it let you schedule events and everything, you can keep track of who paid, who hasn't paid. You can print out reports of, you know, attendance and things like that. And so basically, I guess and you can connect it to your email lists. So it does the mass emails. So I guess it's a really useful piece of software should you want to do that. The other one was Winstead. And this one I think was more interesting. So they are standalone. They have, and you know, a longer list of staff. However, most of them are part-time or volunteer, but they still have a fair number of them. And some of them are very specific, like there's one person who drives the van, but he'll sometimes help out doing other things. They have a program coordinator, three program aides, and two assistant program aides. For their nutritional program, they have a kitchen manager, a kitchen aide, and three volunteers. And then she helps out too. So she'll go in and help in the kitchen, the head of social services. They had gone to Grab and Go during COVID. It was very popular, and now they've continued it, and they also have sit-down meals on Tuesdays and Fridays. But what they did, which I thought was really interesting, they got grants from the Western, and it was a federal grant from the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging. So that helped support their kitchen program. And so their numbers have been increasing, just like I guess a lot of places. Mm-hmm. But I thought the grant was a great thing.
And maybe they can help. Who they got the grant from?
Western Agency. Connecticut Area Agency on Aging. We're in the North Central.
Yeah, North Central
Area Agency on Aging, which is in Hartford, which we can apply to them too. So, you know, that's
a problem. Yeah, New Hartford is a Western because it's a rich county.
But they also did some things for their programs. So they're almost all their programs are free. They got also a grant from the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, which I think also doesn't apply to us, but there was one called Fit Together, which does a lot of their fitness programs. There's another one from the Connecticut Healthy Living Coalition and the Northwestern Connecticut United Way. So they went pretty broad in terms of, you know, it takes a lot of work to do, to apply for grants, but they put in the effort and it seems to have paid off for them. They have, I would also say though, that their programs are no more robust than ours. They have a lot of similar things. One that I thought was very interesting was a farm to senior center table farmers market, which I thought was an interesting one. They also recently did a survey, so they're going to be finding out as well. And she also gave us a copy of her newsletter, which, you know, I think ours is now nicer with all our graphics that Kara does, but same kind of stuff. I mean, it really, it doesn't vary terribly much. I can pass this around. Their ambulance is close by. Their full-time staff and most of their part-time staff are certified. What else we got? Their population is similar to ours, but their programs, I don't think they're terribly inspired. I think some of ours are more interesting. That maybe that farm and table deal. And then I went online and got a lot of statistics on what the senior population is like. And I'm not going to bore you with any of that right now, but I gave it to Michi. And there's you can find it online for towns. So it gives you a lot of information about the over 65 population.
What did you put in that you got on the website?
Well, I gave you the listing of the, that's what the
she summarized it all.
So I don't talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yep. Thank you. And Jeannie went to luncheon for Avon lunch.
Yeah. I didn't eat.
You didn't eat?
No, I watched. I didn't. I hadn't paid. It was like a spur of the moment thing. Mm-hmm. And I went and I was very, it was CRT, mm-hmm. which we used to have, but then that was a grant too. And when we got rid of CRT, we didn't. And that's just, apparently people weren't satisfied with it. Avon is very satisfied.
Well, I'll talk to you more about that.
It was just the atmosphere. You walk in and there's coffee and there's, the brochures. Mm-hmm. It was a little more welcoming, less, mm-hmm. I thought. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, how did you feel about the one up in?
I didn't know, I just didn't.
Oh, you didn't, okay.
I think we might want to do that.
Yeah,
okay. I think I'll, Okay.
Yeah. Well, I did talk with Jennifer, who is the senior program coordinator. I'll put those together. So, I won't be going in detail, but she's a park and rec. The senior programming part is a park and rec. And then senior service part is social service. So she's half and half. And she's a full-time person. So 50% senior service and 50% senior program. So she said it's working out fine. She does lots of social work service because she's MSW. Mm-hmm. And so she's qualified to do that. So Avon has that. But then they don't have a commission on aging. They have an aging committee. I'm trying to get in touch with David Pina, who is the you know, the members of the committee that I'm having trouble. But they don't meet regularly. So Jennifer seems to take the whole thing her own head and she does it. So she
I forgot the Winston lady also said that they had the Commission on Aging before COVID. And she said it was mostly people who were seriously old. And she said, so what would happen is she'd come to the meeting, she'd read her report, and then we'd have a donut. That was the meeting. So, and she said they haven't reestablished themselves. So,
I went in the website and then they didn't have anybody, lots of vacancies. And meeting has been canceled several times. Yeah. So anyway, Avon is about 18,000 people, and Canton has a little over 10,000. So their government is much bigger
and wealthier.
Well, you know, they're stingy with the senior program, but they have a very good senior people. You know what happens is the Farmington Woods, they got the association there. Most of the residents there are, you know, a bunch of seniors are there. They're the ones who went and then voted for the new senior center. Mm-hmm. And they don't even stay there for a year. They go to Florida in the winter time, you know. But I remember me, I lived in Avon when that happened. But those seniors can organize themselves. So that was, that's something we can learn. But anyway, Heather came up with a bunch of the numbers. And what happens is University of Massachusetts, Boston, senior program, they got together. And they got all kinds of information on the every town in New England. So this is a part of the I call it 2021 Connecticut Healthy Aging Community Profile. So every town, yeah. So what I did in here is I checked about the 17 towns, but what you have in here in this is that I picked a town that was similar to Canton, except for Farmington and Avon, because they're just the neighbors. So we thought that we might be able to pick them. And it's a state, but that's supposed to be Avon. I'm having trouble with my computer.
Oh, the word says state is that? No, the state is state. Right?
Oh, what happened to Avon? Yeah. I don't think.
One looks like it's hidden here, so maybe it's in there.
It's probably in the double line.
Yeah. Well, I'm having all kinds of problems with the computer. So.
So what were you saying about Avon? It's because the population is more?
Well, Avon has 18,000. As a population, but I replaced the Avon with the total the heading. So, but anyway, if you look at the Canton, that's what we have. We have 10,306 residents. That's the total population. We have 1,852 people who are over 65.
So we have more.
And if you look at the age, most of those people are from 65 to 74, 60% of them. And then the one third is 75 to 84, 84. And then 85 plus, so we have a little over 10% of the seniors. Okay, and if you go down, they're just really, you know, this, I did it just before I left, so I must have, they have a demographic and education and health conditions and mental health issues and other different things. So you may want to look at this. And then you talk about the income. I wish I had an able, but that was it. Median income. I think your Avon had the highest median income, 139.
Was that of the seniors?
The
seniors. Okay.
65 plus. Median income was 139. But then they looked at that detail, and I don't know the Avon because I don't have it here, but Canton. Median income for 65 plus is 85,000, a little over 85,000. Wow. And then we have 11% who make less than 20,000. And less than 50,000, a little over one third. And the one third makes 50 to 100,000. We have 25% of 65 or older, their household income.
$100,000?
$100,000 plus.
And you're talking about Avon?
Yeah. Hey, you've got it right here.
Yeah, but if you look at the median income, Canton is the lowest of all the towns.
Yeah. And then you're speaking of the Winchester. You know, their median income is like 68,000. And then what they do with the senior program, you know, that's amazing. And then other thing is that's a part of the grant process too.
Yeah.
You know, when you apply for grant, you have to have certain income limit. So if you don't have people with a high income,
well, does that mean we should, as Canton, can apply for more grants because of the low medium income?
No, Canton does not have low median income.
Well, I mean,
I hate to tell you this, but you look at the Bristol is like 49,000.
Their median income?
Median income, yeah.
Of course, and I'm looking at Winchester because I did the Winchester. Mm-hmm. So like theirs is way less than ours, and so.
Yeah,
or maybe that's how they got their grants.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Low income people.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can't apply for grants because we've got.
We have to find out. We have to find out. State of Connecticut is notorious about limiting. If you make a little above level, you'll be caged. So that's but we have to do that. And then I also looked at the health condition. What I did was I picked the health conditions of the state, which was the top 13.
Okay.
And then I only have time to do Canton, but
a little bit better than most.
Yeah. Hypertension, 74%. And cataract is 66%.
Wow.
And rheumatoid arthritis, those are 54. Anemia, I was surprised anemia was high. Anemia is high, 46, almost half.
But they're not coming to the lunch here. They should be coming.
We should tell them that. And prostate issues, you know, benign prostate problem, 33% of men, it's ischemic. Heart disease is 35.
Look at our dementia.
I was just going to say, we've got a lot of dementia.
There's a lot of dementia.
Well, I put the dementia because I think that's a backward. I think Canton is 14.4, and then this is the reverse. State is 17%. Well, that affects what we do, so I just put it in. But if you look at the bottom of this, no person with no chronic condition, only 6.2% of Canton seniors who don't have chronic condition. Wow. And then more than half of seniors have four or more chronic conditions.
Wow. Can you please?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Looking at the mental health issues, depression, we have 1/3 of seniors who said that they had a depression.
It's like the same as the States.
Yeah, it's about the same
for people that can't.
Well, it's across the state. I did not see that many happy people there. Anxiety, 40%, 1/4 of the seniors. And then, but then you ask, 15 days or more, you felt mental health was poor. That was very few people. So they're coping it. And also, it's not in here, but the 75% of seniors in Canton said they had some kind of support system. So that is a good process. Yeah. Other thing, disability. Ambulatory problem, 14.7%. And 16% of our senior was diagnosed as hearing difficulty.
Mm-hmm. What?
You both do.
Oh, we've got a
But what's interesting is self-diagnosed the hearing difficulty. That was like less than 10%. So a bunch of people who are walking around having trouble, but they're not being diagnosed.
But see, they should come to our hearing screen.
Yeah, that's so. Right. So
they didn't hear about it.
And I didn't see many with that difficulty with self-care and daily living,
so that's good.
Taking care of them. So those are the just snapshot of our seniors. And I have a little more. This was like all fun. I thank you every day. Because I was able to get the town profile, but we did not get one for seniors. So I was trying to get the raw data, you know, so I can do the statistical stuff. But you don't even have to do this. You just copy it. So that was great. So any comments?
So this is all anybody can go on and get that
information. Yes, you can. It's a tough health group or something like that they put out.
But this is what it kind of looked like. So each report.
Yeah.
Is big.
Yeah, Tough Health Plan Foundation. They go into all kinds of resources and they must spend lots of money on it. But they get very good, most recent information because you can go to government website and the state website, they are usually 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this we got last year. So I was really happy. But I'll make it so that the, you know, graphs and stuff, so it'll be much easier for everyone to see and that. But anyway, that's what I have. And my other contact person got the COVID, so I'm going to have to check on her. In Simsbury, to if she's okay. All right. And so, as you talk with the people and just send that stuff to me,
okay,
I can just combine everything and make a report. And I know Farmington does not have a commission.
No, they don't. No.
Mm-hmm. Farmington. Oh. Yeah. So anyway, that's what I have. Okay, any other comments? If you need the help, just let me know. Okay.
So at the end of all this, I think we ought to put together like a list of most interesting or most relevant observations, recommendations, whatever, because then we can share it with
staff.
They're the ones that'll be able to use it. So.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Other thing is, you know, when we kind of take a look at what the people are doing with commission and agency, get some idea.
So we should have done this.
So how are we going to recruit? Is our next step of recruiting?
Well, we go into the next one. We lost two people. So we have three vacancies.
We have three alternates. We have three alternates, right?
Right.
Vacant.
Yeah. So I was thinking we need to, you know, recruit, step it up. I did have lunch with Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Now that Peter Hardy, and I didn't want to bring it up yet, but I did say, would you, do you have an interest in coming back?
Well, now that she was.
Okay. And she said, not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
So I didn't want to push it. Right. So, but
she isn't there a list of, well, Mary would know. You just filled out a whole bunch to become a member?
I just filled out the form that's online for volunteers for any commission.
Okay.
And you just put in what commission you're applying for.
So do we have, we could recruit?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can even think about like what kind of expertise would be useful and also sort of try and to the best we can target that. So like if we decided we need more people who know about senior health, or we decide we need more people that, I don't know, whatever it is. So, you know, we ought to think about maybe people from the business community or people who would be like the fact that you guys have been able to get Dish and that and places like that to donate food. I mean, maybe we want to reach out to other places so that it kind of gives us an in. I mean, that might be a useful.
Well, right now we need people.
Well, but I'm thinking that there's all going to get people. We might as well get people that, you know, not just somebody warming a seat, but, you know.
Well, other thing is, those expertise, we can get the people to help us. Other thing I didn't put it in is in Canton, 1/4 of the seniors, 65 or older, are working.
Wow.
So those people are busy.
Right.
They're making money.
Well, some of us are working and not making money.
I'm one of them. So, you know, so people, I was quite surprised how many people are still working. You know, so it's a rare.
That's because 65 is the new 40. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might get some interest at the lunches.
Yeah.
You guys wanted to come by the lunches and
speak. Maybe we can come up to the lunchtime and then kind of talk about
Jenny. We've got, you know.
No, I'm not there in Jenny.
Oh, you're not? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
Turned 80 and I was tired.
Yeah.
That's not allowed at all.
Yeah. Well, we should. It was about 10 years ago, we did a survey of the residents, and what we did was each commission member sat on a different table and talked with people who were there for them, and you get quite a bit of, people just don't mind talking to you when you are in, they're eating, and they're with friends, and you know, you ask questions, and they tell you.
Yeah, I went last Wednesday.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was helping out fill the backpacks for the was it last Wednesday or the one?
Two Wednesdays
ago. But yeah, mm-hmm. it was good.
How was that?
It was good. That was the Dish and Dat. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Speaking of the CRT lunch, Jennifer said that CRT has gone really improve their quality.
Yes, that's what that
they are trying to diversify menu to have to appeal to more people, and their meal is much better. So she said the vegetables are not like vegetables are the same.
They're steamed.
Yeah, but,
and maybe from Hartford. Yeah,
but the other thing, you know, they have a special things in the menu. So she said that they are trying. And also other things we found out is Avon, they get CRT and then they don't cook their own meal.
No.
You know, so that's something we done. And so that's all I have. Okay, anything else?
You know that we're no longer cooking meals.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You knew that?
What?
They're not cooking meals.
We're not cooking meals.
Is that forever? Was that just... This is... I don't know if it's forever. I wouldn't say that, but it's in place for the foreseeable future. Oh. It's going well.
This week it was.
The same way the kitchen staff was funded. So rather than paying somebody the hours to work in there and for the food supplies, we've outsourced it to restaurants.
Yeah, people pay how much?
$350.
Mm-hmm. And that's a donation.
Well, they don't
know that, you know. But yeah. And a little old cafe.
Yeah.
My husband and I went there, tried the sandwich there. And, you know, they're good, basic. It's nothing fancy, but it's basic. And I've been to dish in that. So, yeah. So
I sandwiches and wraps.
Yeah. Flatbreads. Yeah. So they do one day and then dish in that does another day.
Yeah.
How was it? Did anyone come?
Yeah, what's I went wrong? To dish in that. So that, yeah.
Yeah.
How was the lunch? Mary, you've had some lunches there?
Dish which stair is there?
Downstairs.
Yes.
And you've had some in Avon too?
Yes. The CRT meals are pretty bland, but when you're cooking for a lot of people, mm-hmm. food's going to be pretty gross. Yeah. But the I came here for I don't know if it was Dish and Dad, I don't remember which, but the meal was good. It was more than edible. And sometimes I can't always say that.
Well, all right.
But you know, it was good. I was happy. I could actually eat.
I've ordered meals this month, so next month I'll tell you when I'm big.
Oh, for Dish and Dad.
Well, for yeah. both Dish and Dad, and who's the other? Old Cafe.
Yeah.
They so have, pick up? What, yeah, I'm going to pick up. Yeah.
A little old cafe. It's the other side of post office mm-hmm. in Canton Village.
Oh, okay.
They have a little place and they have a yoga place now. There used to be a laundromat. Right?
Okay.
The yoga
is. Yeah, now the yeah. yoga is taking over. Yes. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, when you went out, did you dish that? And did you only go to those two, or did you survey several restaurants for a week?
We sold these two specifically.
Just those two. Yeah. So you don't know if there are other restaurants that would be interested in doing it?
Not
exactly. I'm wondering if there's any interest in expanding the number of days if you're going to go to an outside source.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a restaurant would like day exposure or would like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've left it open. We're under no contract with these restaurants. If anything, we've just basically said we're going to go month by month with them, having that same thought that potentially we might like to branch out and try some other restaurants, maybe give like Joe Pizza an opportunity, Chinatown the opportunity to buy lunches for a month. So we are not under any contract or a long term promise that we're doing that.
So are you still looking for a cafeteria?
We do. I don't know if the position is still close to you or not. We're sort of taking a break at the moment just to kind of think about things.
I'm thinking that one of these restaurants decides to fail. You haven't got any back. So.
That's why we have two restaurants. So that we can work together on a fund out. We don't feel like we're in danger of either one of them failing. They seem very grateful for our opportunity to be working with us. And in addition to that, is extremely involved in the community and has proven time and time again that he's interested in about the time and money in the seniors. Little Old Cafe is a new relationship, but my personal experience with them is that they are also very eager to get involved. Thank you. And so at the moment, there's no concern with them.
Yeah, that's a good thing to this.
That the back couldn't hear anything that was said. But I got code of ethics online. Did everybody get their code of ethics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do you have a way to transport this to the town? My scanner is not working. Can you scan the code of ethics?
Sure.
Yeah. I can give it to you afterwards.
Sure.
Are you talking about the COVID vaccine booster?
No, yeah. Code of ethics.
Oh, code.
There is a hearing. We have hearing loss.
I don't want to have to get that.
Okay, well, we can, if anything else, we can.
I have a quick question about this survey. When did it go out and who did it go out to? Did it go out to all the members that people, I don't know, are you a member of the senior center if you sign up?
Yeah.
And so does it go out to everybody that's on that list?
Yep. So we're working on right now at a volume send-up that we're doing.
Okay.
Last week, a bunch went out to certain group of residents. This week, another batch is going out. So it's kind of like it's a lot of mail.
How many members do we have?
Yeah, I think that was like 300.
300?
Yeah.
We've got 1,800 seniors in Hampton.
That's correct. We
didn't know that long.
Yeah. Room to grow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, if anything else, could I have motion for John?
Then I'll second.
Thank you. Okay. Now we can talk anything we want. But now we're coming.